This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire intensifies talks with chief whips of political parties to resolve an ongoing parliamentary deadlock. Monsoon enters Nepal 15 days earlier than in past, likely to bring above average rain. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel claims next fiscal year's budget is realistic and aligned with revenue and expenditure goals. And Israel orders closure of Al-Auda Hospital or Lifeline in North Gaza. Now, the news in detail. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire has intensified talks with the chief whips of major political parties to resolve the ongoing parliamentary deadlock. During the discussion held at the Parliament Secretariat in Singhadarbar yesterday, Speaker Ghimire urged the chief whips to create an environment conducive to running parliamentary proceedings regularly. Chief Whip of the CPN-UML Mahesh Kumar Bartola informed that the chief whips presented their opinion on the agenda of upcoming meeting of the parliament. Bartola expressed the confidence that the deadlock in the parliament would end based on discussions and consultations to be held among the political parties. Likewise, Chief Whip of the Nepali Congress, Shyam Kumar Ghimire, shared that the discussion was centered on preparing the calendar of the meeting to be held from the 3rd of June. He added that the discussion was held on the agenda of how to advance the budget and appropriation bill presented in the parliament. Similarly, Chief Whip of the CPN Maoist Centre, Hitaraj Pandey, said the speaker had taken advice on the preparation of the work calendar for the upcoming meeting of the House. The monsoon has arrived in Nepal 15 days earlier than in past, entering the eastern region on Thursday night and spreading across much of Kosi province. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the monsoon was originally forecast to begin on June 13 but arrived on May 29. Director General of the Department, Kamal Ram Joshi, said it will take some time to cover the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain has been recorded in Kosi province, while westerly and local winds continue to affect the weather patterns nationwide. The department has predicted above average rainfall for this monsoon season. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudel has pledged immediate and effective implementation of the newly announced budget for the next fiscal year. Speaking at a press conference organized by the ministry yesterday, Minister Paudel emphasized that the budget rollout would not face delays. He had presented the budget in a joint session of the Federal Parliament on Thursday, highlighting priorities for economic growth and development. In response, the Nepal Chamber of Commerce described the budget as largely balanced and aimed at addressing current economic challenges, though it warned that implementation could be difficult. The Chamber praised the focus on information technology and tourism and called for a supportive monetary policy to meet the targets of 6% economic growth and 5.5% inflation. The Hotel Association of Nepal also welcomed the budget, especially the provision for tax and electricity tariff exemptions for hotels and resorts. The association said the move recognizes the hospitality sector's contribution and supports Nepal's goal of becoming a trusted global tourist destination. Lawmakers have stressed the urgent need to conclude the transitional justice process in a way that delivers genuine justice to conflict victims. The call came during a discussion organized by the Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee on Thursday, focusing on the peace process, transitional justice, and the future direction of the related commissions. Leaders urged the Commission of Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Persons and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to act with seriousness and sensitivity towards victims' needs. Leela Devi Gartola, chairperson of the Commission on Enforced Disappeared Persons, and Mahesh Thapa, chairperson of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, both reaffirmed their commitment to ensuring justice for victims of the conflict era. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. R. Rana Deoba held a bilateral meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Hong Kong yesterday. The meeting took place on the sidelines of the signing ceremony for the Convention on the Establishment of the International Organization for Mediation, which Minister Dr. Rana is attending at Minister Wang's invitation. According to her secretariat, the two ministers discussed Nepal-China relations, mutual interest and common concerns, with special emphasis on marking the 70th anniversary of diplomatic ties between the two nations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garnu kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Former President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed the need to enhance cultural and civilizational cooperation to achieve world peace, stability and goodwill. In her keynote address at the 4th Dialogue Program on the Exchange of Cultures and Mutual Learning held at Dunhuang, Guangzhou province of China yesterday, the former president stated that the world is a beautiful garden of diverse cultures where various ethnic groups, languages and cultural amalgamations coexist peacefully. On behalf of Nepal, the birthplace of Gautam Buddha, the apostle of world peace, Bhandari extend her congratulations to the organizers and attendees of the event. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has said the government is prioritizing an early warning system to reduce damage from monsoon-related disasters. Speaking at a meeting of the Infrastructure Development Committee in Singhadabar yesterday, Minister Khadka emphasized that timely flood and landslide alerts, especially at the ward level, can significantly reduce damage. With above-average rainfall expected this year, he stressed the importance of enhancing weather forecasting through the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. The minister also highlighted the need for accountability among local representatives and government agencies. Public transportation services in Gandaki province have come to a halt since Friday, after transport entrepreneurs and workers launched protest against the newly introduced ride-sharing regulations. The entrepreneurs associated with the Federation of Nepalese National Transport Entrepreneurs have demanded repeal of the newly introduced legislation, arguing it is illegal for private vehicles to carry passengers according to the Motor Vehicles and Transport Management Act 2049, Bikram Sambat. Now on to an international news update. Israel has ordered the closure of Al-Auda Hospital in northern Gaza, leaving health officials scrambling to relocate dozens of people who remain at the medical facility as deadly bombardment and starvation wreck the besieged enclave. The Gaza Health Ministry called Israel's push, which forced the hospital out of commission, a continuation of the violations and crimes against the medical sector in the territory. According to health officials, Al-Auda was the last operating hospital in northern Gaza. Shutting down the hospital came amid continued Israeli forced displacement of Palestinians in Gaza. The closure of Al-Auda Hospital comes as humanitarian crisis becomes more catastrophic by the day in Gaza, with Israel continuing its suffocating blockade on the enclave. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi province and a few places of Madhes province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and at one or two places of the rest of the country with chances of heavy rainfall, at one or two places of Kosi province today. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high mountainous region of the country today. The division has stated that currently the western and central parts of the country are under the influence of westerly and local winds, while the most of the region of the Kosi province is under the influence of monsoon winds. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 19 to 21 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 29 to 31 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, let's have a quick reminder of the headlines again. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire intensified talks with chief whips of political parties to resolve an ongoing parliamentary deadlock. Monsoon enters Nepal 15 days earlier than in past, likely to bring above average rainfall. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel claims next fiscal year's budget is realistic and aligned with revenue and expenditure goals. And Israel orders closure of Al Auda Hospital, a lifeline in North Gaza. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.